Welcome to the 4-Day Workweek Entrepreneur Podcast. My man Wade gonna teach you how you could make more money in less time, doing the things you love most. It sounds a little crazy, but I promise he gonna teach you. Tell them how they can do it, Wade.
God, grant me the serenity to let go of the work I should not be doing, to focus on the work I should be doing, and the wisdom to know the difference. Maybe you're familiar with this serenity prayer. It goes like this. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. As entrepreneurs or people who are hoping to perform at high levels, make high levels of income, and work less hours, it's very important for us to invest our resources in the right places. Now, it's often easy for us to determine which resources are being invested horribly. Sometimes, though, it's the subtle things where we're investing our time that are not so helpful. So if you look at the original prayer, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Of course, in real life, we need to accept things psychologically that won't change, because the alternative is kind of beating our head against the wall over something that's not going to change anyway. Now, on the flip side, if there are things we can change, we want to have the energy to do that and the courage and to go forward and do that. But the wisdom of knowing the difference between those two is what really is sought after in the Serenity Prayer to help a person decide, okay, is this really worth pushing forward on, or is this something I should leave alone? Now, in our businesses, very often, we might have different things that we do that are tasks. And this is whether you're an employee or an entrepreneur or a business owner. There are certain things that you're probably horrible at, but you already know that, so you've let go of those. Then there might be things that you know you can do, but you hate doing. And maybe, again, if you're an entrepreneur, you delegate those. Or if you're an employee, you do those as late as possible and as seldom as possible. Then there's the things that you're actually pretty good at, and maybe you're comfortable in them. And so there's those things that maybe, okay, I'm going to stay here. I'm going to do this business, or I'm going to do this type of work. And it's not my passion, but you know what? It pays the bills. And then maybe over here is the stuff that I just love. I'm called to do this. It's my work. It's my life work. It's however you want to word that. It lights me up. And so the decision to say, okay, what work do I need to let go of that's really not my work? And what work do I need to be doing and moving towards? Now, in this discussion, of course, we're seeking the wisdom to know the difference. But when we're talking about business or money, there's another variable. What can I afford to do? So if somebody says, well, do you want to give up vanilla ice cream for chocolate ice cream, and they have the same amount of calories and you're not lactose intolerant or whatever it is, then you're fine. But if somebody says, here's this job you have that's secure, or here's this part of your business, Mr. or Ms. Entrepreneur or business owner, that you know is steady and is performed for you year after year, and maybe it's not that exciting, but it helps pay the bills and that's necessary. And then over here, there's this new work that you're excited about and jazzed about and want to do, the answer to how quickly and how much you should shift from the old work or the less exciting work or the less fulfilling work to the new work depends on your situation. If you're single, have no kids, no huge financial responsibilities, and don't mind sleeping on somebody else's couch, or you can afford to live at home with your parents, you can go right to that work. And I encourage you to do that, because you're probably not going to have a time in your life when it's easier. On the other hand, if you have many financial commitments, I know for me as a father and a husband, the idea of just making huge changes out of nowhere is a lot scarier now than it would have been for me 20 years ago, because I have things I have to take care of that I'm committed to. And so for me, it might be more about, as the entrepreneur, because I can choose, investing 2 to 3 days in something that I like. It's still good work, but it's not my just awesome work. But maybe spend a couple days a week doing that, and then slowly start investing time over here, knowing that I might not make money at this yet. It might take a while for this to catch fire. And so I might have to be over here making money and being over here following my passion and balancing the two. So there's no right template answer for everybody. Everybody's got a unique situation. I encourage you, if you're in one of these situations, to do your due diligence, research as much as you can, and whatever else it is that you do, whether it's pray or meditate or ask for guidance, do your thing. But just know that it doesn't have to be so extreme as one or the other. And yet, at some point, if you want to have an awesome life, if you want to really enjoy the type of work that you believe you were called to do, at some point, you're going to need to move to this direction. If you want to make more money, at some point, you're going to need to let go of some of the perhaps more guaranteed lower income work for the higher impact, higher income work, which might not be as easy to book. It might be harder to find the clients that'll pay you. Let's say you normally make, I don't know, $25 an hour. You can make that maybe guaranteed over here, $25 an hour, but to find the $100 an hour client or gig is harder. Or maybe you make $100 an hour over here and you're used to that, but to find the $500 client is harder. And it might be a mix of the two. So try not to force things, but consider that if you can have a sense of where you're going, and if you can plan things out and manage your game plan, and if you can, again, reach your level of income that you need, then create the lifestyle of working the number of days you want, and then find the time as you make the same amount of money over here with your steadier work in less days, some of that time you can give to your lifestyle and take time off. And some of that time, if it used to take you 5 days to do this work, you get down to 4 days, maybe you take your Fridays off. You get down to 3 days, whoop, now you can put 1 day over here and start investing in your project that you love. Maybe get this down to 2 days. And maybe it's just a little bit of this. It kind of all depends. Work on that. If you need help with that, go to 4daygameplan.com. That's the number 4daygameplan.com and start creating your 4-day work week game plan. If you have any questions, please put them in the comment section below or shoot me an email. As always, look forward to helping you make more money in less time doing what you do best. Thank you.
So if you work in 50, 60, 70 hours or more per week, that ain't natural. Animals work, you know, but they ain't working that much time. If you find you're hustling too much, you're struggling too hard, and you still ain't getting what you want, you might be climbing your own coconut tree. Let Wade share with you the island wisdom, where we learn how to do things with less effort and still have time for friends, for family, and fun. You won't regret it, I promise you.